Welcome to Podshare on a gated alley near Post and Hyde. It's the brainchild of 34-year-old Elvina Beck.
If you take housing, rents, utilities, necessities, and you divide them by like 10 people, it becomes a lot more affordable.
She's opened 6 Podshare locations, all in LA until now, renting homes or spaces in which she builds as many as 16 sleeping pods.
Just a normal bunk bed with TV, outlets, nightlight, and a whole lot of community.
Here's a full kitchen, washer and dryer.
It's a communal living style. It's very kumbaya, but also everyone leaves each other alone. It's like when you're in your pod, people know to not bug you, unless they're like, hey, you want to go get lunch, and it's right there.
$1,200 a month may sound like a lot for a bunk bed, but that includes utilities and groceries, and Podshare tenant Steven Johnson says it's a much better deal than $1,750 for a cramped micro studio.
If you have explored the San Francisco renting market in the past, then this, in my personal opinion, is luxurious in comparison to the other options.
So I'm lying in this bed. It's a nice queen-size bed, very comfortable, feels like organic cotton linens or something. Quite cozy with a little TV. I could be very, very happy here. In fact, I might just take a little nap right now.
Beck has already run afoul of San Francisco's housing laws, not realizing she could only rent 6 of these 16 pods at a time, and that unlike LA, she can't rent them by the night or the week, only by the month. But she's trying to convince City Hall that Podshare is a viable concept.
We're trying to show the city, you want housing? We've got an option. You're making fun of our option, you're not allowing our option, but yet you say you need it.
She says it's safe, affordable, no sex allowed, but even so, Johnson calls it a fun way to live.
Summer camp for adults.
In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.